And now, the Corner Office. Political press attaché Joe Dellerone gets in-depth on the issues with Grand Chief Joe Tequiro Norton.
What's going on, and welcome to the Corner Office, our talk with Grand Chief Joseph Tequiro Norton. We haven't had the opportunity to do this in a while. It's been a very busy time, and we'll get right down to it. Good to have you back in the old seat here, Joe.
Well, thank you very much.
And
obviously to be back here.
Yeah, it's obviously been extremely busy. You've been here, there, and everywhere in Ottawa and Quebec City, and then off to London, England, and all of this stuff.
So in between, I went to Lachine.
That's the more important place. Did you get the French fries at Norman's? Is that it? I took the Lachine bus. Anyway, let's get right down to business here. We talked recently a lot about the meeting with the Premier, Premier Couillard. One of the things that came out of it that we talked about most recently was the tables that were being set up. Because when we did speak, we talked in general terms about all that's going on. But some tables have been set up to talk about the various issues, Bill 85 being one of them. And with a community meeting coming up and a bit of an update going on, what can we talk about to get people's appetites whetted for the information that some of the things that we expect to talk about on Tuesday evening at the community meeting?
Well, overall, I think it's the revival, if you want to call it that, of this whole concept. And some people will probably criticize and say, Kahnawake is not a nation, Quebec is not a nation. But the concept of having discussions at the table on a nation-to-nation basis. Controversial, but at the same time, if the Premier and the government of Quebec is using that kind of language, well, you know, we go in there, and we've gone in there, and we've challenged them on that, basically to say, you tell us what your version of it is, and we'll tell you what our version of it is, and we'll go from there, and I bet you that the two will not be the same.
It won't be like the René Lévesque era when the hospital was signed on a nation-to-nation basis.
So you have to, and you know, it's very clear that in the Quebec legislation, they recognize the, well, now 11 nations in the province of Quebec, and that, you know, they're free to make agreements and arrangements based on separate, on that concept that it's the nation-to-nation, and one nation, like the Cree, will go out and do whatever it wants in terms of what its needs are and the future direction and the relationship between the province of Quebec, and they're free to do that. And ours is going to be different, as well as other First Nations or Indigenous nations in Quebec, simply because of location and contact, you know, and the time that they've been involved in. In any kind of relationship with the original French regime, then the British regime, and then now the Canadian regime. So it's not all going to be the same, so there's no cookie cutter for this. Principles could be looked at in terms of how we relate to one another. And I don't mind telling you, it may raise a little controversy, but at the meeting with Couillard, I did bring the two-row wampum, and I displayed it, and I explained what it was about, and I said, this is our relationship. This is where we come from. Now, where do you come from, you know?
Had
explain
ever,
to us.
Had he ever seen one of those?
No. Movies? He liked the concept, too. But I don't know if he fully grasped or understood what it is.
Well, and that's the thing. If there's going to be a relationship, there will be more time to develop that and get him to have a better understanding. One of the things that came up, of course, was the whole Bill 85, and one of the things that happened was they kind of backed off a little bit on that piece of land that they mistakenly put into the that part of the returned lands near Highway 30. That's been moved off the table. So what else can you tell us?
Well, you know, it's it's a situation where I half expected the attitude that, well, it's not your land for now. You know, you know what I mean? This is their attitude towards us. It's not your land at this point in time. So we can begin to put together economic development plans on this land, and we want you to be a part of this. I immediately knew and felt that this is where it was going to go. And that's what came up in terms of the approach that they were the Premier was using. you're welcome, and we want you to be a part of the development of this land. And when some point in time in the future, when you settle with the federal government, that'll be something separate altogether, which doesn't at all fit the approach that we're using. That's our territory. It's always been our territory. And it was explained, you know, just given a bit of a historical going back in time kind of approach, which we've used continuously, you know, not only during my time that I've been here, but going back in history. That's the way it's been. That's Ganawaga territory, meaning the seigneury of Sault Ste. Louis. I reminded the premier that the Highway 30 was built during times of duress. We had guns pointed at us, literally. And that's an issue that's never been settled either, you know. And he said, well, basically, when the time comes, when you settle with the federal government, you know, then you'll get your whatever it is you're looking for.
The irony, of course, being that the federal government is quite ready to do that. The problem is, locally, we still have the lawsuits going on.
Whatever happens in the long run, I know that both parties, federal and provincial, are going to be looking for surrender. They're going to be looking for what they call certainty. In other words, that, you know, we give up the land, they give us money, you know, and that it belongs to them. We're part of economic development and things of that nature, but it certainly is not, we're not going to be the landowners anymore. This is what they're looking for. There may be offers for replacement lands. I don't know what that would look like or whatever else, but the basic position of the community, as far as I'm concerned, is we're not giving up that land. So if we actively participate in the development right now of the scenery, we're giving it up. That's the way I see it. If we say, okay, we want this for this, we want this and that, only to the degree of those parcels that have already been identified at this point in time as usable in the interim pre-settlement. Yes, we can do that. Of course, we still got this, this it's tied up in the courts and all of that, which we voiced our opinion on, that we weren't very happy with that. But to simplify it without going into a long, drawn-out legal, constitutional argument, the land sitting there belongs to us, the whole scenery, all of it, and that's it, that's all. And for us to participate in any fashion would be acknowledging that, you know, they have a right to develop it and that we can participate in the development of it. It does cause us a dilemma, because if they push ahead, then what do? You know, if we refuse to participate and they start to develop the land, there's a strip of land there, as everybody knows, between Chateauguay and Côte Saint-Catherine. That's wide open, and I don't know how many kilometers it is, but it's a beautiful spot to do economic development on, you know, whatever that may be, or, you know, to build homes on, Ganawaga number 2, or an extension of Ganawaga, whatever. So we have to be very aware of what that means.
Mm-hmm. Looking at that further, one of the tables that has been set is actually trade and commerce.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen in terms of that? How do you see this unfolding?
Well, one of the issues on trade and commerce is going to be the issue of taxation. As I said before, in recent interviews and discussions, the immediate position of the provincial government is that, you know, Quebec citizens are subject to the laws of Quebec. No matter where they go, they have to pay their tax. So that's an immediate position that they took. Our counter to that is, well, wait a minute. You come into Ganawaga, we're not going to collect tax from these people. We're not going to submit tax to you, you know, because they're Quebec citizens. They're in our territory. They're in our jurisdiction. Therefore, you know, if we decide, we're not going to give up our edge, in other words.
Well, I mean, it's not like it doesn't happen in other places in the world. There are tax-free zones. There is go to Monaco, for example. Yep. It's in the middle of, it's attached to France, surrounded by France, but yet, why do you think all the rich people go there? There's advantages.
Well, a classic example of that was during the heyday of the communist empire in Russia. Okay, there was a small little country mixed into the middle of that called Georgia. And it was basically a Jewish state, if you want to call it that, within within from what little I know of it, but I know people from there, and they explain they basically help Russia in its economic situation. They help control the economy and how to make money, how to attract business and all that, and they were left alone. Certain rules and regulations applied to them, but basically they were left alone, and they were able to do a lot. So we could liken what we want to do in that particular situation because of the fact that, you know, we're not in a resource-rich situation, you know, and what do we have to offer, you know, to our clients and customers that pass through here? And that's simple, a fact that we have an edge. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to give up that edge. That's basically what it is.
So how will these tables be set up, actually?
Well, very carefully to begin with. And first of all, the principle is defining nation and nation. And then from there, begin to set the tables accordingly. If it's going to be in terms of the land, S85, then there has to be an understanding that, you know, before the principle, one of the main issues is that it's unsettled territory, cannot be developed until such time as there's going to be a definite acknowledgement that by the Quebec government that it is our territory, and certain rules and regulations are going to apply, or policies are going to apply from policies that we develop for that.
You know? The worry is that, you know, with all of this work that goes on, and by the time the arguments take place and are settled and you set the tables, then all of a sudden it's time for a provincial election and boom, they're out the door.
Yeah, well, that's why and where certain things have to be written in stone, if you want. The government itself has to go back into its, government of Quebec has to go back into its legislature and create amendments to laws to reflect the reality of this situation. And that doesn't preclude having the federal government involved in that too, to support what we're trying to do. It's not an easy thing to do, but, you know, other than in this day and age, that seems to be the way that we need to and have to approach issues. If it's going to be issues on alcohol, then we're not going to be dealing with the SAQ. We're going to have to create a whole new method of doing that. If it's going to be gaming, tables will be created. It's not going to include Lotto Quebec. We can't have them there because they're a monopoly, you know, and that's the only thing they have in their mind. So something separate away from the normal way that business is done. And that's what that's the emphasis. We can't continue to do business the way we've done it previously, because it doesn't work.
And it's not unprecedented. There are laws that exist now that have been negotiated between Kahnawake and Quebec that are specific to situations here.
Well, that's what we're trying. That's what I pointed out. And I said there's been successful relations in certain areas. You know, there's a whole list of them that we pointed out. Now, why can't we, on the other hand, begin to do something
build
else?
Build on that.
Build on that, yeah. Build out from that and say, we did it here. Some instances they had to change the laws, a decree had to be brought to the National Assembly. Well, let's start looking at it. First decree should be going back to this nation-nation relationship, and they have the makings of it.
Well, one of the things that are more specific when we talk about trade and commerce, one of the tables being set up is for special projects, because one of the things that came up was that talk about the possibility of having a health facility here.
Yeah.
And they were actually kind of enthusiastic about, or if not, maybe that's a strong word, but they were interested.
There were. I mean, the immediate response from the, of course, there's some cautions that were thrown out there by the premier. One of the things is, you know, you can have professional doctors and whatever working in two sides of the issue. One is private sector as well as working within the provincial system.
You got to make a commitment one or the other.
One or the other, which I don't have a problem with, you know. There's also the aspect of bringing in our own health specialists from elsewhere to be a part of this, which they acknowledge too. And the other part of that is, he did commit to saying that he would like to work together with us, putting together a team of expertise from their side to work with us. He says not to take over the project, but to assist you in terms of establishing the kind of facility that you're looking at. And I made it clear that, you know, we weren't talking about a hospital here. We call it the Ganawage Integrated Health Center, I think is the, it takes some time to get used to whatever. And I explained to him what that was, so he said, okay, we understand that. So there was no hesitation in terms of saying, we'll support it to the degree that we offer you our expertise to assist you. So good sign.
All right. So the and of course there will be more on this as we go along, yep, because meetings have been ongoing, and I know we haven't done tons of information, but a lot of the background.
There's been no official announcement either way, you know, but that'll come sometime soon.
All right. The fourth and final table that was mentioned is a gaming table, and of course this one is always going to be controversial and difficult to navigate. So where are we at there?
Well, it was a. It was kind of a surprise response in that never did the premier say that they considered it illegal. But for how long we've been told it's illegal. So my thinking is, and I I welcome that in terms of this nation and nation concept, saying one nation, you know, acknowledges that the other nation wants to do something based on the two role, and that... he did, when we raised it in the sense that the province at this point in time is tabling a bill in their National Assembly that would require all internet service providers in the province to have to block Quebecers from playing on any sites that were considered illegal. Now, that targets us. But if you take that a step further, that would mean then, you can't play in Ontario, you know, you can't use sites from Ontario, you know, right across Canada. So it could go to that extent, unless they could become more specific and they say Ganawage, you know, or, you know, and if they start saying that, then it takes on a different, but he did sort of, he said basically that this is just to block Quebecers from playing on any other site. Because they're going into the business too. They're in the business, but they're privatizing that part of the business now, giving out licenses or attempting to. So they basically said, well, you have the world that you can deal with. You know, we're just trying to capture the Quebec market. And really, it's not really worth it to go into the industry. If you're, all you're going to do is the Quebec market, you know.
I guess the interesting thing here is that if he didn't use the term illegal, it leaves the door open for some wiggle room. So
it does, but then following that was that they came up with this, the whole spiel that we heard before. According to the Criminal Code of Canada, it's illegal, et cetera, and that. And I said, if it's illegal for us, then it's illegal for you. You can't do it too. Criminal Code has not changed, as far as I know, on that matter, you know. So he did acknowledge that, and he said, went a step further and said, we would like to arrange for federal, provincial, and Ganawage discussions on that matter. So that's something we have not heard before. We attempted to do that 17, 18 years ago. Said, let's bring the parties together, but neither of the parties wanted to sit down with us, so we just went ahead on our own. We tried to do it in a very cooperative manner 18 years ago. It didn't work. So now it's 18 years later, or 17 years later, excuse me, and now they're saying, okay, let's revive that original idea.
Well, that's good to hear, because I know overtures throughout the years, and 18 years ago was one thing, but even in between that time, there were overtures saying, look, you know, we have the expertise, you're trying to do this, why don't we sit together and talk? Maybe it takes a while for them to open their eyes.
Because basically it was a lot of Quebec. Yeah. And we can't deal with a lot of Quebec. That's not going to work.
Nobody can deal with a lot of Quebec.
Because there's monopolization there. So now again, it goes to this whole concept of nation to nation, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I've got a good sense of that. Unless, of course, things are going to change, you know, since that meeting and, you know, whatever transpires. And we had sent a letter prior to meeting with the premier just on gaming itself, and pointed out, you know, legally the issues that that they would encounter and what avenues that we have, what recourse we have in order to battle them on this, because they do have players at the table right now. They're discussing, such as Amaya, who is the king of the world right now. Poker stars.
Operating out of Montreal.
Operating out of Montreal. And so.
In a legal gray area,
yeah,
should we add.
Yeah, very much so. So it puts them in a dilemma.
All right. Well, speaking of gaming, you were in London. We'll finish up here on that topic. The ICE show every year is the biggest international forum and exposition where the world's gaming companies get together, and a lot of networking goes on. A lot of deals get done. What was it like this year, and what was the importance of this year as opposed to other years?
Very hectic, in the sense that I was wearing several hats, being there, being the Grand Chief, representing Ganawage, also representing the Gaming Commission, or being supported in there in support of the Gaming Commission, and also Continent 8. Both have a presence there in terms of booths that were set up. So I was back and forth between the two, as well as meeting with the and we have to have a very clear understanding. Meeting with the one of the jurisdictions in which we have established a relationship, and that's Jersey, the islands of Jersey.
Yeah, not New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey.
Jersey.
Yeah.
And we met with officials there because the company that we recently have engaged in, Mohawk Online, we've registered our company there, as well as, you know, having a license here. They're offshore. So we had to meet with the officials, the Gaming Commission from there, because we're looking at also banking, doing banking offshore. As well as here when possible. So we kicked off our week by meeting separately with the, we'll call it Jersey. Yeah, it's considered a country, you know, but it's a very small country.
It's kind of like a protectorate.
Yeah,
yeah.
In the sense of the British Crown. And we had a good round of discussions with them in terms of the relationship that's going to now evolve over the next, you know, for however long we're going to have this relationship with them. And we're the first client that they have in Jersey, in the area of online gaming, which is a first, which is a good sign for us, and which clearly demonstrates that we can go internationally. Ganawage can do this through various means, either through an MIT, a Continent 8, a KGC, and be recognized internationally. The other thing is we did meet with the state of New Jersey officials from there regarding Continent's license that it has. And also there's an MOU between the KGC and the what's known as the DGE, that's the Department of Gaming Enforcement in New Jersey. There is an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, about working together in partnership for future development in the gaming industry, in particular looking at native gaming in the United States. Hopefully in the near future that'll begin to open up, and we'll have a relationship between our jurisdiction and theirs, you know.
Obviously this topic needs a whole lot of discussion on its own.
Just on its own, yeah.
Yeah. So in the end, it was a week of meetings. Did you consider this one a success in terms of what happened for Ganawage at this point?
Well, I've been going to these meetings, or to this event now. I missed last year, but I've been going, you know, for at least 5 years, 6 years, you know. And this was the most successful that I've ever encountered, simply because there were so many meetings that took place that I attended in order, in support of what we're doing. Just to add to the fact that the Grand Chief is here, you know, he's part of the discussions, and being there to support the KGC, being there to support Continent 8 / MIT, and then making new getting introduced to new officials and people that perhaps just entered the industry. So it was quite an opportunity to see some old faces, people that I know, and some new faces that have come into this industry in the last, you know, 5, 6, 10 years.
All right. So with that, wow, lots to report on this time. hopefully, we won't have as much space between this show and the next one, the next corner office.
Well, we'll have to make it a regular event.
Well, we did. It's just that the holidays, and like I said, this schedule of recent times has been absolutely insane.
Yeah.
So with that, thank you so much, Nyoko Joe. Joseph Tukwiru Norton, Grand Chief, Mohawk Council of Caughnawaga.
This has been The Corner Office with political press attaché Joe Delarone and Grand Chief Joseph Tukwiru Norton.